Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano, CFO for Rent.com. The books are Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Fourth books, it's outstanding. It is absolutely plain English what you need to know. And it's not, he's not going to try to make you into an accountant or a bookkeeper. So just to run your business better. You can't, folks, the best products that people can't wait to get their hands on will not save you if you can't manage your finances right. Right, Gene?
Boy, that's right on. If you can't manage the money, everything else you do will be for naught.
I don't know how. Here's a real scenario. Hey, George, what's the matter? Oh, man, I lost my company. Well, last time I saw you, you had customers lined up out the window. What happened? Oh, I grew myself out of business. I grew myself into bankruptcy. How could that happen? Well, I just didn't manage my finances. That's the scenario, folks. Happens all the time, doesn't it, Gene?
It does. It does. Has lots of different frameworks, but it very often can all sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my pitch to people is, if you really don't have a controller, if you really sit back and look at what you have with a cold, clear eye and a clean sheet of paper, and you don't have what you should have, then sit down and write down what you should have. Get help from whoever to develop this is what we should have in our controller. And then you got very simple steps. You go to your controller and say, this is what I need. Can you do this? You have 90 days to show me if you can do this. And if that doesn't work, then you say, gee, I'm sorry, this didn't work out. I'm using this as the job description for a search to replace you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's help you find a place where you can be successful.
So here's,
and you got to
so,
make those changes.
So how about this? So I'm going to throw out some blue collar, rubber meets the road, dumb small business owner when it comes to finances examples. Okay, I need somebody to give me my operating statement and my balance sheet by the 15th of the month following the close of the month. I need cash flow projection for the next 12 months. I don't need history, and I don't need the cash flow statement that my accountant gives me, my CPA gives me. I need a cash flow projection where I can tell where we can tell when we're going to be out of cash. Can you do that for me? That's what I'd be asking. What do you think?
Those are good key questions. I mean, there are probably a half a dozen things like that you should ask for. Timeliness is one. Relevant format so you
accuracy.
Can understand them is another. Accuracy is another. I call them artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Accurate, relevant, timely. If your financial statements are those or that, you got a big head start.
Do you think it's okay for some companies, if they're not giants, they're kind of small, maybe under $1 million in revenue a year or in that range a year, are you okay with quarterly statements?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I think if you have quarterly statements, that means in April you figure out what you did wrong in January.
Right.
And you've now been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 months.
Holy mackerel. And when I think about the people who I've gone to a business, Gene, and I know you have too, and you said, show me your financial statements. So this would be like February of a year, and they show me their financial statements, which was their return, their tax return, the back of their tax return from the previous year's return. So what they were showing me was 2 years old. And they thought that was their financial statements.
No, I've never had that happen.
I have.
That would be scary.
I couldn't help them. They went right down the tubes.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. So my message to all your listeners is if you look objectively at what you have and it isn't what you need, then don't accept that. Take steps to change what
mm-hmm.
you have either by growing up the person that's in that job or finding someone who will be the person you need.
Would a CPA be a good person to help you find someone? They would they know someone who's, you know, that's
it depends on the CPA.
Yeah.
You know, if you are a candidate,
who recommends you? Who the CPAs recommend your company? Are you a threat to them?
Usually, I'm a threat to them because these are things they should be providing.
But if they
they don't. The banker, the attorney, the consultant, those are the kind of people.
Don't ask your banker, folks, because it'll scare them. Don't ask your attorney. Don't ask your banker. But it'll scare them. They won't help you if they get scared. Hey, Gene, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll see you next time. Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen, CFO for Rent.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.